I think there was one because a few years ago, I was really obsessed with bands. Then, for some reason, I got into contact with a drummer of a band. And from there, I learned how to use inversion because he used inversion to talk to me, like, should you, something like that. And then after that, for some reason, like, I suddenly got to, got to really know how to use inversion because I used to learn it from grammar books, but I didn't know how to use it. But after that experience, I learned how to use it. So I guess that's the most memorable learning experience I had so far.
Okay. Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
This one is a really private one. I remember, like, it was an afternoon, and then I was reading 1984 in my room, and because I was sleeping in that, like, upper deck of my, I don't know how to call it, like, below is the table, and then that's the bed above, and then I was reading 1984, and it was really intense, like, he got into prison, and then I looked up to the wall, and suddenly I felt really safe. Like, I won't die, and I was reading in the room, and that guy is dying in the prison. So that was really intense. I'm related, yeah.
Okay, do you have any favorite book or favorite author?
Well, a lot. But I don't know, usually my favorite book is the one that I've just read. So the one I've just finished, Cloud Atlas, I think it's really good. I think I will keep reading that. The works from that author, I think.
Why do you like this book?
Because it's thick. I know, it's because... No, that's the reason. No, it's good, it's thick. It has six stories inside. Each story is with different style, and then from there, like... And then it touches on a lot of topics, like from some more, like, historical to more psychological and spiritual thing. Yeah, so it's a really rich book. And my friends recommend it to me. That's why.